Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What are journalists in schools today actually learning? This is what you're seeing on the news and cable television, but we're going to go behind the scenes to find out why they are doing what they're doing as you see or hear them today. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me, of course, is Holly Mead and our very special guest, Melissa Woodford. She is now working with us here at Liberty Counsel. We're blessed to have her here, Holly.
Yes. You know, Melissa, we hear about cancel culture all the time. Unfortunately, it's happening a lot in our culture. And you've even experienced it as a college student, which kind of gives us a hint. That's why the media acts like they do. Kind of share your story. What happened when you were at the University of Central Florida in the journalism school?
Definitely. Well, first off, thank you so much, Matt and Holly, for having me here. I really appreciate this opportunity to share this story. So what basically happened to me was that I was a student at the University of Central Florida in the journalism program. And because my professor knew that I was an outspoken conservative, he would point to all of us in the classroom and say, I want you guys to all show initiative except for her. And now this was specifically because I had outspoken viewpoints. One of the reasons I know why is because the first week of class, we all talked about the New York State abortion bill, which had just passed, which said that abortions up to the late term could be allowable. So everyone in the class was saying, oh, this was a great thing, or sometimes they wouldn't necessarily say much, but I wanted to just say a small thing that showed that I disapproved this law because it grieves me to know that abortion was legal. I used to live in New York, so this really hit home when
you
I heard
were sharing
about
your
bill.
Faith this way too, right?
I
you
was
were standing I, for life.
I was trying to
and
stand
you're,
up
you're
for
you're attending
it.
The University of Central Florida. For people who are listening to this around the country, that is one of the largest schools in the nation. It has about 50,000 students at UCF. It's right here in the Central Florida area, and you're graduate major from that school is journalism. So you wanted to learn how to be a professional journalist, to be able to communicate information.
That's right. So basically what had happened after that was I spoke up about just a little bit of disapproval about this bill in class. And so afterwards, he sent me an email which said, Melissa, I would love to come see you in my office. I want to talk about something personal with you. And he asked, is there anything personal going
on
in
your life?
Now, this
is your professor of journalism.
That's correct.
He questioned your credibility because of your position on this New York bill, which is the most radical in the country. And he wanted to find out if something's going on in your life. And he wanted to talk to you about that particular issue.
That is right. And so what happened after that was it set a chilling effect for the rest of the semester. So I knew from that point on that in this class, he needed to control the agenda. So when I tried to pitch a story later about a bus that would deliver sonograms and free pregnancy tests to women, I was going to cover this from a neutral perspective and just simply point out the fact that there were free resources for women who were thinking about these things. And when he told me about this idea, he said, you can only cover this if you don't interview anyone from the bus itself.
Not very objective, doesn't sound
so
like.
So you can't interview the actual subjects that are coming on campus and just give a neutral story about it. But in fact, he wanted you to interview protesters only or
pro-abortion,
people that were
yeah.
opposed to this ultrasound vehicle coming on campus.
That's exactly right. What he told me was I have to go find someone from the opposite point of view because he didn't trust that I could talk about this objectively. He said, you need to go find someone who is pro-choice or someone who would have an alternate point of view. And I had to go find someone who would theoretically protest this bus because I actually at that point had not known anyone who was against the bus.
Well, here's a book that you actually had in your journalism class. Again, this is at University of Central Florida. It's the fourth edition of Mightier Than a Sword. The subtitle is How the News Media Have Shaped American History by Roger Streitmatter. And on page 242, it says this. This is what you were taught in journalism school. And I'm quoting, therefore, I say to anyone who practices the craft of journalism, then it gives bullet points, be willing to set the agenda. Be willing to break from the pack. And it goes on and on. So this is not journalism as we know it in terms of investigative journalism, getting the information out, both sides. Oftentimes, You know, used to be when I was interviewed back in the 90s, even the early 2000s, you would have stories that would interview you, and then they would have another person's perspective on it, but they would give both sides. Now they only give one side, and this is exactly what the journalism school at UCF is teaching. You're the one setting the agenda. You are not the reporter or the journalist that we knew journalism of old.
And, you know, I taught college journalism years ago, and that's what you teach students, to be objective. You know, take both sides of the story and let the reader decide what is right. And that's obviously, it sounded like you had a target on your head, and he wasn't allowing you to do that.
That's definitely true. I know another thing that happened later in the semester was he gave us all professionalism grades. So these professionalism grades were just to reflect on how we were doing as people who were trying to hone our skills in this profession. And he told me that mine was doxed because I shared viewpoints that were different philosophically from him. And he told me with time and with maturity was his words, I would grow to have the same viewpoints and learn not to be wrong. So this was an objective statement about my professionalism because I had different viewpoints philosophically from him.
You have notes that I have in front of me that you took contemporaneously or shortly thereafter some of these events that you experienced at the University of Central Florida. One of them here is that you were walking outside of your journalism professor's office and you overheard his colleagues that are also part of the journalism school at the University of Central Florida saying that there was another journalism student who eventually wanted to leave after graduation and become a pastor.
That's right.
And these journalism professors said that he would, quote, only get by with a C. They were going to keep him at a C level all the way through journalism school, and that they would make sure that this particular course would be very difficult for him, solely because they disagreed with his ultimate calling and his profession to later go into the pastoral ministry.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That you're going to punish a student and you're going to give them a C, no matter whether they're an A student. You're going to make it very difficult for this particular student because they don't like your viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is outrageous. You know, it's no wonder why when you look at the so-called MS, you know, the mainstream media, which is really not mainstream. I don't even like to call it that because it's
agenda
no longer
media. Yeah.
Mainstream. It's extreme media.
Right.
Whether it's CNN or MSNBC or many of these others as well, you see these journalists that are parading as journalists, but they're really giving you false information, or when there's information that happens, they don't report on it because they don't want their viewers or listeners or readers to even know about it.
And you even experienced that later in an internship, didn't you, Melissa?
I did. So while I was at college, I also had the opportunity to intern. I interned with National Public Radio, and what had happened there was it wasn't quite the same type of environment where I had this sort of cancel culture going on, but I did have the event that happened where I would try to pitch ideas about President Donald Trump at the time. And I experienced maybe not as much of an ability to pitch ideas around him because I think they knew that I had a religious background and they knew things like that.
And you were conservative.
So I was conservative.
Yeah.
So again, not quite the same type of suppression or same type of cancel culture, but I did experience that I didn't have the freedom to freely pitch these things simply because I think that my conservative background was not something that was welcome. So I think that when we're trying to have the free exploration of ideas and we want to hear both sides of an argument, no matter what topic it's on, we should allow there to be freedom of expression and freedom of viewpoints. If I wanted to cover a political beat, I should have been allowed to pitch stories about Donald Trump, even if they maybe weren't going to be in a way that attacked his character, as a lot of the mainstream
Absolutely.
Media does.
So in other words, they only want something about Donald Trump if it's negative.
Right.
For the most part.
They crush it. Now, this internship was with a very well-known organization, NPR.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing internship there, but they wouldn't allow any stories that were neutral with regards to Donald Trump, only negative. Very similar experience, crisis pregnancy, ultrasound van that ultimately came on campus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our guest has been Melissa Woodford, and Melissa works now at Liberty Counsel, and you're an aspiring, young, energetic woman who wants to get out the truth, and obviously you wanted to pursue journalism. You were strong enough not to be shaped in the way that they wanted you to be shaped because of your Christian values. But others that are going into this situation with a not that strong value system, this is what these journalism schools are doing. Mm-hmm. They're telling these journalists to literally lie and only give you one side of the story. That's why it's so critically important for you to get the proper news. And you can do that at lc.org. lc.org and lcaction.org, where we send out regular emails that give you the true story of what's happening in our country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.